This week five college football picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast. It's presented by mybookie.ag. Winning season is back, and mybookie is now offering a 100% deposit bonus when you use the promo code SGP. That's mybookie.ag, promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid. We're also brought to you by BetQL. Want to get an advantage over the sportsbook with NBA, NHL, college football, MLB, and the NFL back in action? You need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. Head to betql.co and enter code SGP20 for 20% off your first subscription. That's betql.co, promo code SGP20. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Cox.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Over, over, over.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
San Diego Superchargers.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the money groom. My partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Kram dog?
Baby, we are here on the 28th day of September. Not 48 hours after I cashed a 5-1 money line dog with the help of the man over my shoulder. No, not the guy sitting between us. YouTube.com/sports gambling podcast. But Mike Leach.
Mike Leach, huge game for him, huge win. And joining us in studio, as always, when we talk about college sports, Colby Dan, AKA the Dantabase, AKA Pick Dundee, AKA whatever else he's got going on. Colby, what's happening?
The air raid won't work in the SEC, guys. It won't work.
It is an interesting. So, all right, it's an interesting position to have had. At one point, anyone who said that is feeling pretty stupid right now.
Yes.
Right.
If anything, dude, and I don't know how
get on your horse.
Yeah. Well,
look at the camera.
I've argued this for years. I've argued that this will work, and if anything, it proved obviously one game in, he destroyed every SEC record. But
that is an underrated part of how awesome that was, is him and Costello just blowing by all of Dakota Rain Prescott's records at Ohio State.
A below average Pac-12 quarterback?
Average? I think he was good, but Stanford's system doesn't benefit necessarily. Yeah.
Would you say he was in the top five of Pac-12 quarterbacks?
I think I could have thrown for 400 yards with the scheme that Mike Leach drawn up. Well, and that's no offense to Castell. He got up to 600. He got the win. He overcame some turnovers.
Well, that's what I find so interesting about this whole thing. And I really think it's going to reshape the SEC, guys, because from a defensive standpoint, one of the first things after the game, they asked Leach and they said, "Hey," and he goes, "Well, they were in press coverage. So I just threw the bomb to him every play, you know, like if they're going to continually do press coverage, I'm going to do that." And then the quick analysis on SEC Network that I was watching was like, guys, every SEC team plays press coverage. Well, then guess what? You're going to have to change because this is going to happen to all of your teams.
Well, and when we were talking about it, when we previewed, college football and just talking to Mike Leach before the season started, the onus was kind of put on Mike Leach of like, okay, you got to bring the air raid. You got to teach the air raid. But the other side of that coin is you got to defend the air raid. You have to know how to defend the air raid. They'd never seen anything like this. And of course they went in there to LSU, swung their sword 44-34. I of course had Mississippi State 16.5 as my lock. And you know, a lot of cool stats coming out of this, but one that really jumped out at me is LSU is just the fourth defending champion in the last 60 years to lose their home opener. Well,
why is that?
And first one since Notre Dame in 1978.
Well, and I saw that and I was like, it is a great stat, but COVID created that, right? We went right to conference. We didn't do the FCS cupcake thing. And that's why
they lost a lot of kids to the NFL and they didn't have a fan base, but still from 1978 to 2020, a lot of wild shit has happened in college football.
They were already a team you wanted to fade before the season started. I mean, they put, like, money line aside, this was a great opportunity. Now, the fact that Mike Leach essentially said, hey, if you're going to throw your DBs, man up, because you think you're so good, your schemes are so good. Your schemes are good because you have cornerbacks that can live on an island. But if Mike Leach is saying, well, I'm going to run an additional 30 plays in a game and I'm going to play faster, so I'm just going to play the percentages. If I go downfield 40 yards and I throw a couple interception, who cares? Because my guy's going to come down with them too. They're coin flips, and he's essentially just playing the percentages. And when you look at that kind of that intellect comparison between what Mike Leach is bringing to the table, this is a man who went to law school. This is a man who operated as football coach and SID. And now he's coming to a situation where he's going against guys like Coach O. Love Coach O. Coach O isn't winning any sort of intellect competition,
dude.
And I tweeted this out, but God bless the tiger that he held after that loss, because it was a tight squeeze.
But dude, I find this unbelievably compelling, and I mentioned this on the College Experience podcast. Make sure you subscribe. You have, when he joined the Big 12, I was a big fan of the Big 12 in the late 90s. I thought it was the premier conference for a couple years there, and it was run heavy. Ricky Williams was in it. K-State, that Nebraska triple option. Leach went to Oklahoma, put in the air raid, and then he was successful at Oklahoma. They hire him away from Oklahoma. Oklahoma wins the national championship, might I add, but he goes to Texas Tech. They do the air raid. Next thing, Art Briles, part of Texas Tech staff, gets hired at Baylor. They do the air raid. Mark Mangino, who was at Oklahoma after Leach, who Leach hired, he goes to Kansas, wins the Orange Bowl at Kansas over a certain Virginia Tech Hokie team. But my point is the whole Big 12 got rerouted. Dana Holgorsen at West Virginia, Neil Brown now. I mean, all of these are Mike Leach disciples. And my point is that the whole defensive approach changed because Mike Leach was in this conference. And it's going to happen here. I wouldn't be surprised if South Carolina fires Muschamp and hires Graham Harrell or something like that. Even if you only go 7-5,
Graham Harrell is definitely going to be in the SEC next year. Now,
that's what I'm saying. Because anyone that looks says 600 yards on LSU,
he's getting work on Fox before the game. Yeah. By the way, did you see Urban Meyer try to throw a little shade on the air raid? Clearly, there's a little rivalry there, because he's like, you know, we brought the spread to the SEC. You want to talk about bringing an offense to the, and it took some time.
But dude, some of that stuff they showed with the, and this is what I find another, before we move on, he implemented the 3-3-5 here on defensively. Leach is he hired San Diego State's defensive coordinator, and the 3-3-5 is very interesting. Again, the SEC really, or LSU really struggled against it on the ground. Their first four possessions, only 26 yards rushing. And what that does is for the powerhouse run heavy teams in the SEC, which despite LSU being a pass happy team last year, well, you don't have Joe Burrow. You wanted to lean more on the running backs that you have, which I still would say Georgia, Kentucky, Florida, those teams still do that. It's going to be interesting because the 3-3-5 makes your offense alignment think. You can't just load up.
Well, I was going to say that the closing thoughts would be part of what allowed Rich Rod, talking about another kind of spread gimmicky style offense, part of what allowed Rich Rod to have success was that the 3-3-5 in a way is the volume defense. You're going to give up some plays, but you're also going to get some plays. And I think just all together, what's happening here is you're asking a bunch of coaches, football coaches, to think.
Yeah.
And I think if there's one area objectively, Mike Leach has an advantage, it's in the thinking game, Sean.
He's an author of an amazing book on Geronimo.
Well, dude, like Rich Rod's wasn't even an aggressive 3-3-5.
No, I'm just saying
this is like, an aggressive 3-3-5.
But it's the same principle of I'm gonna play more plays, and I'm okay with giving up yards and giving up big plays, but I know that I'm attacking. I know my defense is attacking, so they're gonna make some big plays, just like on offense.
Craig Bohl, the former Wyoming coach, the North Dakota State coach that won current Wyoming coach and former North Dakota State coach, he was analyzing it and saying, when you run a 3-3-5 as aggressively as Leach and Rocky Long's style, it is like a triple option defense because it's really hard to prepare for in a week.
I hated it, honestly. Like back in the Big East days, Virginia Tech versus Rich Rod's, it was annoying because it was this defense. When you looked at it, you're like, there's no way this defense should be working, especially against a pro style, but it actually works best against those pro styles, to your point, because the linemen are used to doing A and now they have to do B. It's a little bit like the cup block.
When your guards pull, they're supposed to know who they're pulling, And we're if they don't know who they're blocking, I'm sorry, not pulling. Then
the only disappointing thing about the win is we are coming off a historic Mississippi State win, third road win against a top 10 team in the past 50 years. And Colby, we don't have a cowbell. As the guy at SGPN, ahead of college attitude content, how do we not have a fucking cowbell? We had the entire offseason to order a goddamn cowbell. I wanted to ring a cowbell. I was thinking about this podcast, go, oh man, I'm going to go nuts with that cowbell. And I realized we don't have a fucking cowbell. Complete failure, top to bottom of the organization. Colby, as lead college
I'll
guy,
talk to my people.
You gotta kneel on the sword or take the sword, whatever it's called.
Swing the sword, buddy.
Swing the sword. Right. No, well, swing the sword.
Swing the sword on yourself.
Yes, exactly.
For failing.
Swallow the sword. I don't know what the expression is, but we really need to get a goddamn cowbell. That's all I have.
Which, before you play the music, I know we need to move on, but we're not going to talk about him later because Colby didn't throw him on the sheet like a real dick. But how does a team, my Virginia Tech Hokies, who's missing a quarter of the roster, including
and four coaches,
they're starting. We have
their defense
coaches are out, players are out. The starting quarterbacks, then the backup quarterback gets a hand cramp and has to leave the game.
Is that even a thing?
It's I mean, I get it, but
was he jerking off or something on the sidelines?
He's hanging out with Big Ben. But how does a team so debilitated come out and just beat the shit out of an NC State team that, by all like objectively, has talent?
Yeah, I don't
know. Could it be? Could I be in for a COVID surprise with my Virginia Tech Hokies this year?
I'm excited to watch them.
Their third string quarterback looked better than anything I've seen from Florida State this year.
Oh my god, dude, have they officially hit rock bottom?
Okay, let's go. Play the music. We can do this all day.
Oh yeah, that was so great hearing the SEC theme song on CBS and watching our boy Mike Leach. Mike Leach, friend of the program, just like mybookie.ag, the presenting sponsor of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Hopefully you got some of that Mississippi State money line plus 500. Plenty of time, plenty of opportunities to bet in-game college football. So much. And you know, buried in this Mississippi State money line win is the fact that I gave out the Syracuse Orangemen plus 275 on the money line, winning outright against Georgia Tech 37-20. We've been dominating with the college football picks. Colby continues to do well in the college football picks sheet. That's going out every Thursday, Saturday, whenever college football is played. Colby's picking it against the spread, and mybookie.ag, that's where you head. Use our promo code SGP to play, win, and get paid with 100% deposit bonus. Let's get to it. Crack open the six pack.
I have words for you today, Colby.
I refuse to let this team keep getting COVID. You know, I'm gonna bet on this team. Damn it,
all right? Charlotte, the CLTs heading to Boca Raton, Florida to square off against Florida Atlantic. Right now, Florida Atlantic over at mybookie.ag. 7-point favorite, minus 265 on the money line. This is a Saturday 1 p.m. kick. Charlotte, a plus 215 dog. Colby, are you riding the 49ers?
Look, what have we tried to pick them three times in a row, and they've had their games canceled each week?
What are you learning from this? Stay away from the sickly clit. You got to stay away from that shit, Colby.
I like Will Healy.
I think
the Charlotte team is decent once they play. I mean, they played App State. They covered for me week one, but I think they got the spot, man. I actually like them on the money line here. Florida Atlantic is talented, but you know who their head coach is?
Not Lane Kiffin.
Willie Taggart.
That's all right.
He was Florida State's coach. The most penalized team in the country the past 2 years at Florida State.
I don't think anything going on at Florida State is the coach's fault.
Well, he was at Oregon 3 years ago, and they were the most penalized team at Oregon.
You like Norvell? Same shit's happening. This team.
I didn't like that hire though.
This whole situation's bad. Come on, we can't take Charlotte. I'm out of principle. I'm not taking
the CLTs.
I'm not taking the clit that is questionably sick. You learn this in college, bro. You don't want to dabble in any sort of risk when it comes to that area. I'm taking the Owls.
I'm going Florida Atlantic here. This is simply a spread play, a consensus play where it seems like, according to Odd Shark, BetQL, everyone loading up on Charlotte plus 7. Public dogs, they got fleas. I'm tired of picking the Charlotte team and not having them play. So give me FAU -7.
So you're saying everyone has Charlotte.
It looks like the public, whoever's got their bets in on Charlotte and Florida Atlantic this early in the week,
and Charlotte might have the advantage because at least they've played a game. FAU's got theirs canceled.
82% of the money could just be Colby's bet. So
all of the tickets are on Charlotte, but only 80% of the money. So
both tickets are on. And
there's some underrepresented sharp action on the Florida Atlantic Owls.
Great reason to take it. BetQL making it a 5-star play. FAU -7.
Oh, nice.
Not going to overthink that one. Kentucky, kind of disappointing, although they got jobbed pretty hard by the refs. Colby, care to comment?
I mean, they were the better team. They were flat. I mean, they outgained them, were better percentage on third down, less penalized. Really, that was a touchdown and that changed the tone of the game because it would have been 14-8 going into half. They would have got the ball to start the second half.
They not overturned that.
That was the worst call I've ever seen, dude. And even make it even worse is the makeup call was horrible too.
But how do you miss the call?
Yeah.
He's clearly in the Sean, you saw the play.
When you reviewed it. Yeah.
All right. So we've seen poor refereeing jobs, or maybe it's a bad call that you're not able to overturn because it's not clear.
Yeah, that's clear.
But here's the problem. Even though you couldn't see the ball, you know, he's carrying the ball with his torso.
Yeah.
His entire torso got in the end zone. Dude,
he's like 3 yards deep in the end zone.
I get it. You can't see the football get in the end zone, but the football's with his torso and his torso is attached to his legs. And even those got in the end zone.
Yeah, exactly.
I watched a lot of college football and two things come to mind that I need. We should remind people every year, college kickers suck and college refs suck.
Dude, I think NFL refs are worse. That pass interference of the Bills Rams game. Are you fucking kidding me?
They wouldn't have screwed up the replay. They wouldn't have skewed it.
Yeah. They would have gotten that right. Especially when it went to replay.
Kentucky. Wait,
great. Can't you challenge pass interference?
Anyway, point being you gave me two great opportunities here. One, to go back on Kentucky because they got jobbed last week. But two, fade Lane Kiffin.
That Ole Miss defense we knew was going to be trouble. Oh. Yeah.
And those fucking baby blue uniforms are the grossest uniform in all of college football.
I like them.
Apologies if you're into that kind of thing. Kentucky -6.5 is the play.
No, and I'm on Kentucky as well. Colby, it sounds like you're back in Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
So make it a clean sweep. Uh-oh. There. I did like what I saw out of that Kentucky team, but yeah, just bad. I mean, horrific reffing.
Terry Wilson's got to take care of the ball more.
People will look at that final score and they'll be like, wow, okay. Kentucky stinks. Why are they favored by 6.5?
Well, to me, it's more just about Ole Miss's defense not matching up well against this Kentucky offense. And I think they're going to have real trouble slowing them down. So yeah, give me Kentucky laying the 6.5.
Lane Kiffin put on that COVID-19, I think. Cause he's looking a little blown up in the face area. Same with Herb Street. Shout out to Herb Street. He's looking like
packing on a couple LBs. Missouri. Fuck you, Missouri, for backdooring.
Yeah.
Backdooring my three team tees.
Brutal, man.
That was the only thing I got wrong. I got the lock right. I got the dog right. I got two out of the three tees right.
Maybe we don't tease 28 down to 22. Well, maybe that's the lesson.
And TCU, I should have got my bonus lock right.
They didn't kick an extra point.
They just decided not to kick an extra point. You can't do that.
I was on that too. I'm like, what the fuck?
It was +3. They had some garbage touchdown at the end of the game to get it to three and say, okay, come out and kick the extra point.
I had it at 2.5.
Sean,
should really be complaining.
After your weekend, Sean. You should not be complaining about a backdoor push.
You're right. I did hit the Bears, Falcons over, the Bills, Seattle, and then Green Bay in Bills a parlay. Game,
and I love the Bills.
Colby, you weren't horrible. Paying attention. Yeah. Sean hit a big parlay. Three of the games, massively
huge
backdoor.
Sweat.
Well, I mean, the Falcons, you anticipated, right?
I didn't think Nick Foles was coming in.
It was like, I think we said the odds on the recap podcast, but it was like, 990,000 to 1 that they would blow back to back games where they had like a 99% win probability. Fucking insane.
I mean, even if you just took the Bears and Rams in game around that same time, like maybe halftime, third quarter, 9-1 parlayed with, you would have gotten 100-1 almost.
Wow. Wow.
All right. Yeah. Missouri, Tennessee, fuck Missouri.
Yep. Fuck Missouri. Tennessee, I believe in Tennessee. You guys aren't Tennessee backers. I'm going to ride Tennessee one more time.
What's their fight song? Something, something Rocky Top.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna actually agree with you, man. I thought their whole team played good with the exception of Jared Guantanamo Bay, and
and that's a long name.
And perhaps he gets waterboarded throughout the week.
No. Wow,
but
Jesus,
it's a joke.
You're not supposed to have to explain
that. The Vols look good, man.
They did. That was a nice win for them.
I think that they have a good team, and I think Missouri's not very good.
Missouri's always the team that's not very good in the SEC, but they are good at backdooring spreads of this size.
That was true. I mean, but I think Tennessee rolls here.
I think 11.5 is big enough where this Tennessee team isn't going to take off. They're not going to take their foot off the gas like Alabama with that gigantic 28-point spread.
Well, I was going to say they're not in the habit of putting their backups in and getting
they don't have like a system set up for when they're up 20 points. So I think Tennessee minus 11.5.
Just staying chalky with me, huh? Let's keep it
going. It is super super chalk. Although I have a feeling that's going to change.
Well, I mean, when Colby's throwing us all these gems, don't worry, we're going to the 3 touchdown spreads next.
This is a interesting one for sure. Georgia Southern again. This is they're calling it the game of the week. Georgia Southern at Louisiana Monroe. Louisiana Monroe, a 19.5 point home dog, plus 765 on the money line. Colby, what are we doing here? More importantly, why are we talking about this game?
Was this an accident?
Lay the points.
Was this an accident?
Wow, you're tanking Georgia Southern.
I think Monroe's the worst team in all of college football currently playing.
Do we have an update on UMass?
Yeah, well, they're not playing until October. Yeah.
Okay, great.
But
according to BetQL, 100% of the money, or I'm sorry, 99% of the money and 100% of the tickets are on Georgia Southern.
Well, I'll tell you why too. Monroe's DC quit like 2 weeks ago.
That's not good.
And you're playing a triple option team. When they played Army, a triple option team, they lost, I think, something like 49-7 or something along that.
You know what? No one believes in Louisiana Monroe plus 19.5, but a team that is 0-3 straight up and 0-3 against the spread. Something tells me, Kramer, that they're due. That, you know, the market will correct itself as a market handicapper. I know I'm traditionally a gut handicapper, but a home dog plus 19.5 that's already been 0-3 against the spread.
Are you getting cute?
Yes. Give me Louisiana Monroe. I need a couple dogs.
I mean, I think you should have listened to what the Dantabase said about the triple option problem here.
Yeah.
If it wasn't the triple option, so what people don't know about the triple option, you know, those college football superficial fans, is that the triple option can put up a fuckload of points.
Yeah.
So you might not think this is going to be a high scoring situation, but I actually think this is maybe one of the safer plays on the board.
Do you think?
I would say pending a total to come out too. A rare laying a 19 point favorite and taking the under also on the table. Monroe's trash. Let's one more chalky four in a row.
Good as revenge a spot for Georgia Southern. They got their heartbroken. They were beating Lafayette, and Lafayette kicked a 53 yard field goal in the final play
it
of the game.
Could be a dream crusher. We don't know. Or it could be a get right spot.
They're going to
probably
get right
spot. LSU and the hashtag Go Tigers. Heading into Nashville, Tennessee to play a Vanderbilt team that is a 20-point home dog, plus 780 on the money line. LSU coming off a loss, minus 1160. Now, instinctively, after they lost to Mississippi State, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be looking to take LSU next week. However, laying 20 points as a road favorite against a Vanderbilt team that showed signs of life against Texas A&M, on the road. Now they're coming home for their home opener. And this has got handicapping at its finest coming from the Vanderbilt quarterback. Quote, "This isn't the same Vanderbilt that people have played in the past," says quarterback Ken Seals. Kenny.
Freshman. Hey, he played good, man.
He did.
I would have responded and said, "Well, explain to me how is it going to be different?" Because here's the problem. You tiny little private school fucking elitist nerds are now walking into a lion's den. They haven't been fed for a while. You think Coach O is throwing chicken into the swamp right now? Hell no. They're going to have to hold that tiger real strong, and they're going to have to beat the shit out of it. There's no, I don't think Coach O knows. I don't think he's a smart man. I don't think he's a brilliant tactician, but I do think he's a rallier of men. And they just got their ass beat by Mike Leach. You think that made Coach O happy? This fucking thinking man, thinking man comes into the SEC and beats us with LSU
his book, with his book learning.
The home field won't matter.
They're not going to score, dude.
LSU's going to be so motivated.
You think LSU can put up 21 points? I don't know. I mean, granted they put up 34. Sean, against
this is going to be a really disastrous take for you in 7 days.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing.
Ken Seals, Ryan, remember that name.
I will.
Ken Seals.
I will
pull this clip. And we can talk about Ken Seals next week. So you guys are both rocking minus 20 road favorites.
I got this one as like 35. Nothing,
and I quote, I've got to coach better. And I've asked everybody to look at themselves in the mirror. That's
they're going to fuck them up, dude. And that, and look, that freshman quarterback,
Miles Brennan, though, did you like what you saw out of Miles Brennan?
No, but I did anticipate it. I had seen him previously, and I was.
You know how much
impressed.
Relief this team has now that they've started. They've lost the game.
You know,
there's
how,
no pressure.
Do you know how basic the Vandy offense is compared to Air Raid?
Look,
Ken
Sean,
Seals.
I love your
in
angle.
His dorm.
I love your angle. Yeah. But getting behind a bunch of private school, like these are the privatest of school pussies.
Dude, Ken is running laps right now, Ryan. As a Joe Judge fan, you would know how important running laps is.
I'm not sure if it matters.
All right.
No, we're taking a break from that right now, Colby. We're taking a break from that.
UAB at home laying 20.5 against UTSA in Birmingham, Alabama, Saturday kick 9:30 a.m. Do we? I mean, UAB seems pretty good against the spread so far. Colby, what are you doing here?
I told you about this kid, Lucero, just got named Conference USA Player of the Week. He's a much better quarterback than Johnson. We saw that on Thursday. He lit up South Alabama.
Yeah, that was a bad pick by me.
I'm telling you, UAB has really good. They have like three or four good wideouts and three good running backs. And some
Dragons.
Of them, yes. So I think they're going to roll here. UTSA, look, they're 3-0. I backed them last week and they let me down, even though they're just not very good, but they have some quarterback issues right now. So I think UAB is going to just completely, I'm thinking something like 45-13 or something.
It does seem like the spread is dead, but Colby, you're forcing us to pick three games where the money line doesn't even fit in the fucking sheet. It's four digits wide.
Do you want to win?
Huh? Could I possibly survive going 6-for-6 on chalky ass Colby plays?
Do you know how much soy you could buy with that?
I do know one thing. In a normal year, I would be fading the shit out of this, but almost in protest, I'm taking chalk. I'm going 6 chalk plays.
I'm going UAB.
I'm on Charlotte. All right. I have a dog.
You have one dog. I'll find my dog later because it's time to just roll chalk. Because what I was going to say, Sean, Colby Dant on fire.
I am
objectively on fire.
Hey, guess what you got to do, man. You give me COVID all year. I study deeper. All right.
Well, it is important to make sure you burn off the funk from that, that sickly pussy that you, I'm sorry, the sickly clit that you keep going chasing after.
Well, and just taking a quick look right now at the leaderboard, Ryan, 19-13-4, although hitting at a whopping 0% of your locks.
Yeah, it's a lot of ins, a lot of outs. I faded
50% of the dogs, 50% of the bonus locks. I'm 17-15-4. Not bad for a college football outsider. Hitting at 67% of my locks, 67% of my dogs, 50% of my bonus locks. Still haven't gotten a tease right. And Colby, 18-14-4 against the spread, 67% of the locks on the podcast, 67% of the teases, and 100% of the bonus locks.
I mean, don't be afraid next time to just say, hey, Ryan's hitting 60% of his picks. The other guys are crushing their locks and dogs.
Yeah.
No I in team, bro. No.
Just
I
wanted
team.
To give a full accounting. Show people all the data. And if you like data, you like stats, you like trends, looking to bet on something, don't know what to do, recommend checking out BetQL, baby. Bet smarter, not harder with BetQL. Apps free to download in the App Store, Google Play Store. You guys know how apps are downloaded. You're a savvy podcast listener. I mean, all this pro versus Joe money that we're talking about, you can get all that info at BetQL. And again, their best bet algorithm, super fun. I'm looking at a bunch of 5 stars they got here for college football, NFL, MLB, NBA, hell, even the NHL. They got it all over at BetQL. And if you want 20% off their tools, go to BetQL.co, promo code SGP20 for 20% off. BetQL.co, promo code SGP20. sliding over to the top 25 games. We got a number of them here. Kicking things off, Auburn, Georgia. More SEC action, 4:30 kick. Georgia laying 7, minus 265 on the money line. Auburn plus 215 coming the other way. Colby, what are you doing here? Lay more chalk, rock chalk.
This is a battle of top 10 teams, Colby.
I'm taking the points, man. I mean, Georgia, JT Daniels, I just saw while I was driving here, got cleared to play. They're going to need him because Georgia had quarterback problems. But the scariest thing to me is Georgia had offensive line and running problems against Arkansas. They were down 7-5 at halftime.
Tell me what do you think about that? Because I wanted to ask you, is this just a product of Arkansas being a little better than people and surprising Georgia a little bit? Because certainly Georgia was potentially looking ahead to this matchup.
Well, Georgia still had replaced 4 O linemen and an OC. And obviously their quarterbacks.
Does seem like the public's going to be all over Auburn here, and always scary to take a public dog.
But I circled Auburn because for the same reason we like Kentucky, we should not like Auburn. They have a result on the scoreboard that looks very, very good, and it wasn't necessarily the story. To your point, though, they're coming up against a team where there's just as many questions. That's why this is only 7.
That's why just give me the points. I don't love this play.
Feels like it's going to be a close game. I'll take Auburn plus the 7. Kramer, sounds like you're fine.
Georgia.
You're fine. You're 7-0 now of picking all the favorites.
Yeah, let's go.
What could go wrong?
Picking winners, Sean.
Texas A&M squaring off against Alabama. Alabama is 16.5 point favorite at home in Tuscaloosa, 12:30 p.m. West Coast kick.
Who's the coach at Texas A&M, Colby?
Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo!
Give me Alabama minus 16.5. That feels way low, right?
I'll lock that.
Why do we think Texas A&M is going to be good?
They look like shit again because Kellen Mond is not, he can't get over the hump, man. He just doesn't look good.
Here's my theory on this game. Alabama last week was gone. They're playing Missouri, and they knew that Missouri is no good. They knew that Texas A&M is going to be potentially at least a more of a challenge.
Well, they're number 10 somehow in those bullshit preseason.
And again, I'm you're forcing me to take chalk again.
He's got 10 chalk
because wins. Throw Jimbo. Now,
but Colby, I know you release the real rankings each week and you're a database top 25, but how does Texas only go down 3 spots by almost losing to Vanderbilt? That doesn't make sense.
How is Texas at home? How is the Texas A&M and Texas ahead of Mississippi State? And how about this? How is LSU 1 spot behind Mississippi State? They almost doubled their yardage. They won by double digits in Baton Rouge. I tell you, man, it's just a crock of shit.
You do worse than just fading Jimbo and Lane every week. We got some characters in the West, and now we're up to 8, Sean, unfortunately, but chalk again, Alabama minus 16.
This is a hilarious streak. South Carolina getting 18.5 points in Florida, Gainesville, 9 a.m. West Coast kick, 18.5 point favorite, the Florida Gators minus 910 on the money line, the Gamecocks plus 655. Kramer, you have to take a dog here, correct? Are you taking Florida?
I think part of the reason I Florida, after watching them play Lane Kiffin, of course I'm going to look to fade them this week. Look, a lot of people are going to look good against that defense of Ole Miss, and I don't know. We kind of liked the idea of South Carolina being a team this year. I think we still like the idea of South Carolina maybe being a team. Tennessee caught them by surprise.
Oh, dude, South Carolina still was. They stopped them to get the ball back, and
now they're catching a shitload of points in what should be historically is a bit of a rivalry game.
That's the Muschamp Bowl. It's against his former team that fired him.
But South Carolina, the USC of the East, the Cox themselves, they're gonna walk down
long Cox.
They're gonna hop on top of the Gators, where the Gators are completely ineffective to defend themselves, and they're gonna poke their fucking eyes out. Why is this 18.5? This was when I saw you threw this on the sheet, I was actually a little surprised. It's such a steep spread.
Well, this is pretty funny. Odds Shark is predicting that the Gators will score 26.8 and the Gamecocks will score 6.5. So I don't know, very odd score prediction of 6.5.
But isn't the Swamp one of these stadiums that just isn't going to be the same? We saw it with LSU. That stadium just wasn't the same.
Death Valley isn't the same without fans.
The Swamp is a similar place. It's kind of in a gross middle of nowhere place, and it just creates this atmosphere because a bunch of hillbillies get together.
Yeah,
Florida hillbillies, and they say, fuck it, let's do this. let's clap sideways and let's pretend like we're Gators.
Well, and normally you would have maybe a weather or heat advantage, but if they're coming from South Carolina, I don't think that's going to be the case. 18.5 feels way too high for a decent team, or at least not as bad as this spread would suggest. Colby, what are you doing here?
I'm on the Gamecocks, man. I actually think it's a good spot to potentially, if you want to take a shot at throwing someone the money line. Muschamp gets up for his old teams. I feel like you saw them beat Georgia last year. I know he wasn't at Georgia, but I'm saying wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me if they pulled it off. Sorry.
No.
Get that music bumping.
Crank it, baby. Ever thought about starting your own sports book? Now is the time. I mean, you could be taking bets on the NBA finals, college football, Thursday night football, Monday night football. The Mac is coming back. We're going to have Maction. Are you kidding me? All of college football. Once they realized these kids weren't dying from COVID, they said, we're back. And as sports are back, so is betting on sports. And so are great business opportunities. An opportunity of a lifetime, like operating your own sports book. All you got to do, go to aceforhead.com/SGP. aceforhead.com/SGP. Sign up today. Get set up with Ace and use our link. Get up to 6 weeks free. That's right. aceforhead.com/SGP for up to 6 weeks free.
Guys, how would you like to be that guy who broke into a home in Malibu and Joe Montana just straight knocked him out? Still got it, Joe.
Well, I think that's not quite what happened. He was that? So a woman broke in and she grabbed,
the headline makes it seem so heroic.
Grabbed what, his grandchild, and like I think it sounds like Joe Montana just pried him away. And then you tried to troll our account by saying, "See, this is just something that Tom Brady
couldn't do. He wouldn't do it, you know."
And then I replied back. I don't know if you saw the reply.
I did. I answered it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That John Elway would he just better hope Terrell Davis is around to get his back and defend his child for him.
I love this rivalry we got. I can't wait till we get so big that we get on the show.
Joe Theismann settled it in my mind.
Yeah, he was a few Oreos deep.
Few Oreos deep.
Well, the vanilla Oreos, they're delicious. Memphis squaring off against SMU. And Colby, what happened? I thought these games we were given to the fans to let the fans pick. And that was always a good way to actually get some relevant games.
Well,
in here.
Let me tell you something, guys, you want me to get these games a day earlier? There's things you only give me a few hour window, 'cause I'm already recording the College Experience one. So it's just,
are you complaining?
Yeah,
no, I'm just stating.
Sounds a lot like you're complaining.
You want more Twitter things. I think
so. Here's what we'll do.
Delay the,
if you want us to talk about a game next week.
Yeah. Send it in
at the Colby D,
but get them in hot.
Listen, because Colby,
these lines are getting.
Colby makes the goddamn sheet Sunday. So if your picks aren't in Sunday, I'm talking to you, Alan. We won't talk about that game. Let's go. We got shit to do. Let's finish this out strong.
Finish strong. Put the fours up. Memphis -2.5 at SMU in Dallas, Texas. 12:30 kick. Memphis -2.5, -140 on the money line. SMU a +120 home dog. Colby, what are we doing here?
I would have normally been on Memphis, but they got hit by the COVID pretty heavy.
Oh boy.
Right. They were supposed to play the past like 3 weeks. Yeah. Didn't happen. I wonder how many players have it. I know a bunch of them had it at one point, and SMU's been playing every week, and SMU opened up.
You think that's a benefit?
I do, especially in the air raid. And SMU opened up with 3 games on the road, won all three. I think Sonny Dykes and this SMU Mustang team has got something going, and give me the Mustangs to get it done.
And I think the surprising bit of this team is they can play a little defense. So while I'm with you here, I think this is a team, throw all of the football stuff out the window. One team's got some reps and one team doesn't.
Yeah. And little deep Sonny Dykes nugget from BetQL. Sonny Dykes 6-0 after playing 2 straight non-conference games while coaching SMU. So maybe he gets a little non-conference momentum going.
Coach Leach disciple.
Oh, that's all I need to hear. Give me Sonny Dykes.
Lead with that, sir.
He knows Coach Leach. Are you kidding me?
Also, SMU knows how to drop bags quietly. So just putting that out.
Weren't they the school that also had their football program completely eliminated?
Yeah.
Well, then that wasn't that quiet.
No. I mean, like they know how to, they're back.
You ever look into that story? That's an interesting story.
Just, Yeah.
It's a very interesting. Another podcast.
Someone needed to put the proverbial head in the noose.
And it's only ironic that he went to A&M or was it the Longhorns? One of the two.
Speaking of Mississippi State, they are a 18 point home favorite, -880. Arkansas +630, going the other way.
How dare you?
Huge letdown opportunity for Mississippi State.
Why would you do this, though?
Before we get to our picks, we do have some audio from Coach Leach after the big win. Kramer, you want to fire that up? Some good nuggets from Coach Leach, as always.
Well, what a welcome back to the SEC for you, Coach. It's a great day for you, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, it's better than average. I'll tell you that. This stadium, there's a lot of ghosts in this stadium, and we played LSU because New England, Green Bay, and the Chiefs had somebody scheduled, so we played these guys. But I'm really proud of our guys. I thought we played real well. I thought we stuck in there during tough times and won the game.
And I remember hearing that live, and I go, you know what? That sounds very familiar. That sounds like a Mike Leach line I may have heard before.
I know you're installing the air raid brand new, and you had like New Mexico, I think, on the schedule, and a couple other schools at a conference.
A little warm up.
Yeah, and now you're going straight into your opening game is the defending national champions. So I mean,
Well, the Patriots weren't available that week, and the fact they were kind of rebuilding, so they were trying to play somebody else. But yeah, we tried to get them, and so we had to settle on the LSU is what was left that week.
And shout out to Coach for taking that really well crafted joke, sticking it to the schedule makers of the SEC, and then using it on national television.
Yeah. Well, he was like, this is a big spot. What do I got to do? Okay. Break out the SGP material, stuff that I know did well with Ryan, Colby, the guys, and I'm just going to run it back. I'm taking Mississippi State here, -18, but danger warning. This is a tremendous letdown spot for a team coming off a historic win. It's their home opener. It's Arkansas. I still think they get the W. I am a little worried. 18's high.
Why are you, Colby? What's your take? This?
Well, look, because it's good for the program. All
why
right?
are you making?
And look, here's
picking against Coach Leach isn't good. For
we're
the
We're not going to pick against them because let me tell you about the air raid. I don't know if you watched that first half of that game, but that center combination, that center was snapping to the quarterback high almost every, far to the left
that?
Almost every play, right? So they even turned the ball over a few times. The air raid is works better off timing and more reps. And guess what? They got more reps when they beat LSU. Give me Mississippi 76 State. Play, big.
Yeah, 76 plays, two interceptions, two fumbles on offense, and they allowed seven tackles for a loss against a even in their rebuilding state, a very what should project to be a good defense just based on athletic ability.
But you got what Arkansas, who had to prepare for Georgia's offense, and Georgia's offense was absolutely horrible. And now you got to go to a quarterback that just threw for 630.
No. And what I'm going to say is that the Arkansas just as sloppy with the ball, right?
Yeah,
the
SEC Felipe Franks looked like a
just
mess.
Getting with it. And Felipe Franks is, if there's any sort of hype he's buying into after that first game of him having some success, I love to fade that. Now, that being said, Sean, we discussed this as soon as the LSU game ended. Well, fuck. I hope Colby doesn't put the Mississippi State on the goddamn sheet.
Ryan, you finally found a dog you liked, huh?
Because it's a good time to. No, I'm not fading Coach Leach.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
He went in. He went in and he said, "Hey, Coach O, you got tigers? I got this motherfucking sword.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna swing this sword. And I think if they apply the same game plan and the same methodology to this next game." Even if they make the same amount of mistakes, they almost covered the spread against LSU. I know they only won by eight, but the way the game played, they should have won by four touchdowns.
Yeah.
They gave LSU opportunities to come back in the game with that pick six. They gave LSU plenty of opportunities. So, for the sake of the brand, I'm going to lay 18. For the sake of me just going chalky this week, for the most part, I'm going to take the 8. I'm going to lay the 18, but it's not a good spot.
Hashtag hold that pirate.
Hashtag Hail State.
Oklahoma coming off a colossal failure of a game, laying 7 in Ames, Iowa against Iowa State. Iowa State +215 money line. I'm going to take Oklahoma. -7 road favorite. This is just a tremendous bounce back opportunity for them. after getting embarrassed. And again, Iowa State, no fans, not quite the same home field advantage for Iowa State in Jack Trice Stadium. Colby, is that the smart play here?
It's tough because Matt Campbell's played him really good. He's actually won in Norman last year.
I was going to say, Iowa State has played Oklahoma in that system well, regardless of who's been at quarterback.
3 years ago, he won in Norman, and last year they went for two in the win, didn't get it. If they would have got the two, they would have won.
And do we what do we think about the quarterback for Oklahoma this year?
I think he's skilled, but he definitely makes some mistakes. He's a freshman, like most freshmen.
When's the last time they've had a freshman there in Oklahoma?
It's been a minute.
They've been rolling through some seasoned motherfucking guys. So I think it's more complicated of a system than people give it credit for. And it's not as simple as walking on to Oklahoma State and then just saying, all right, what is he running a comeback or is he running a nine route? All right. It's not quite high school. So I'm going to fade Oklahoma here. Actually, I think this is a bad spot. I think they did have a, what do you call that? Dream crusher.
How much is K-State Virginia Tech, by the way?
Oklahoma's out.
Don't say that because they lost to K-State and won. They're out of the playoffs last year.
They're out of the discussion.
Okay, 53-4-5 stars on Oklahoma last year or this year. I'm sorry, in week one or week two against K-State, and K-State had zero, and K-State pulled the win. K-State's last nine games. K-State
has their number.
Oklahoma and Texas, they get great talented players. They just don't seem to maximize.
So you're taking Iowa State +7. Colby, where are you at with this?
Well, look, Lincoln Riley's an East Carolina guy, so I gotta take the Sooners. You know,
Boomer Sooner.
As much as I want Iowa State to win this game,
my take is purely on the quarterback. He didn't look like Jalen Hurts. He didn't look like Kyler Murray. I mean, we can keep playing that game. He just didn't look like any of those guys. So yeah, maybe he's a freshman and maybe he'll be good. But I don't know if this is the spot you necessarily want to have a freshman quarterback now hitting to the road and probably the most difficult spot. It's definitely the weirdest road trip.
Well, and they got to worry about the hangover or the look. I'm sorry, not the hangover, the look ahead spot, because they get Texas next week.
Well, that's a big game too.
In the Red River. Dare I say shootout?
If they had won last week, you 100% you're blindly playing Iowa State. Even with it, if it wasn't a rookie, if it wasn't a freshman, maybe you think about it. Take the points. Mm. I normalized a bit down the stretch there.
Yeah.
Time for the Lock Dog Tees presented by mybookie.ag. Promo code SGP for that 100% deposit bonus. Colby, kick things off. What is your lock this week?
My lock is going to be the UAB. No, LSU.
LSU. Wow. LSU.
Hold that tiger.
Yeah.
LSU -20 at Vanderbilt going against Ken Seals. Who's your dog?
My dog outright. Wow. It's tough because
you picked all these fucking.
Well, no, Charlotte's +215, but I want to make sure I give you some value. Let's go with okay, so that's that. You know what? Fuck it. South Carolina +655.
Ooh.
If you want a smaller one, you go Charlotte, because Charlotte's gonna win on the money line too. But South Carolina, Muschamp, I think he's gonna get fired this year, so he's gonna get one last hurrah.
Really?
When he upsets the team that fired him.
Colby, can we get a 3 point or three team tease from him?
Yes. Let's go. Where are we at here? Let's take Charlotte up to 13.
Okay.
Let's take Tennessee down to, what is that? Five and a half. And let's take Georgia Southern down to 13.5. And for the bonus pick, you know, the East Carolina Pirates almost made this sheet. They're going to go into Atlanta to take on Georgia State. Last I saw, they were getting a point and a half, but that was last night. So can you pull that up really quick?
Wait, what am I looking at?
East Carolina, Georgia State.
East Carolina is a 2.5 point dog right now against Georgia State.
Take that all day. East Carolina is going to beat them. They're much better this year. Despite that loss to UCF, I was impressed.
Kramer, give me the lock.
Oh my God. You're pulling ECU out.
They're going to be good this year.
All right. You gave me an opportunity here.
Everyone's going to a bowl game this year.
You gave me an opportunity. I'm going to take SMU as my lock. I've been fading teams like this all year. It just feels like an opportunity.
Dog.
My dog I don't know. See, I'm Colby went first. He kind of stole my thunder
On the Muschamp.
But I'll go with you here. South Carolina wins outright.
Dude, they won four games last year, but they won at Georgia one of those games.
I'll just say this.
They could do it.
I'll just say this. It's a big fucking number.
Yeah.
It's a big fucking number. And Florida just put up a lot of points against Lane Kiffin.
And our clients want to make money. All right. Not just a couple dollars here. Real money.
Yeah. And I was looking, I was like, man, I'm once again not giving the clients a Lane Kiffin fade.
What's the tease looking like? Well,
let's do it here. Kentucky just to win the game against Lane.
Okay.
Let's also LSU minus 14. I'm also going to find a way to pick. Who's that? What's his name?
Who's that?
Ken Steeles.
Is it Steeles or Seals?
Sounds like a porno name.
Because Seeles,
like porno actor's name.
Seals get eaten by sharks all the time.
Sorry, Seals. Yes, yeah, it's Seals.
He's going to get eaten.
He's going to seal the deal this week.
Seal versus a tiger. I'm not taking the seal. And for the last leg of my tease, we can't get Alabama under that nice key number of 10. So instead of that, let's throw my dog in there. Let's get South Carolina up to 24.5.
Yeah.
That is an ample amount. And then for my bonus, because you put Lane Kiffin on this sheet, I got to go to one of my other coach fades. Guess how many points, Mr. What's the Mad Hatter getting this week? 21.
Oh yeah.
21
outright against OK State.
Give me Oklahoma State minus 21 on the road against the Mad Hatter. I mean, at some point people are going to catch on to the trend.
That Baylor boy, how I didn't even sweat. I didn't sweat 1 second in that.
And in the moment, I'm like, why do I not? I got to lock these up. I got to just fade these fucking coaches.
Some are just really bad. Alabama minus 16.5. That's my lock. Mm. My dog Vanderbilt wins outright against Shut LSU up. Plus 780.
Oh my God. Coach Get O's. The fuck out of here. Okay,
come on. SMU, my tees, SMU plus 8.5. Kentucky down to minus a half. Mississippi State down to minus 12. And the Golden Knights, Central Florida at home against Tulsa late in 21.5. You can probably get it at 21 at some point, but
they lost to Tulsa outright last year.
The Golden Showers.
Yeah. They're going to, I mean, this UCF team is fucking bonkers. They look so good.
They do look really good.
Is it the Golden Knights versus the Golden Hurricanes?
It is. A golden party, man.
It's going to be a golden party.
Follow that with the Golden Girls, right?
What?
All right. Thank you, everyone, tuning into the College Football Picks podcast. Subscribe to the College Experience. The link is in the episode notes. Give us a follow on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Sports Gambling Podcast over there.
Participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
And for the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
I'm sure the database has already talked about it on the College Experience, but look out for a new dark horse for the college football playoff. Virginia Tech old Justin Fuente is back. Number one coach in my heart right now.
Whoa.
Let's fucking go.
Kramer, let it ride.